This is the Titletown Report, presented by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, executing its game plan to not only support soybean farmers, but all of Wisconsin. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
Packers and Eagles square off at Lambeau Field tonight, and Green Bay continuing to search for some consistency in their run game.
You need everybody to do their assignment and do it perfectly on every play. I think there's just been a lot of moments where the inconsistencies have shown up, where one guy a little bit off, or we're not taking the right aiming point.
Packers currently ranked 23rd in the league in yards per carry at 4. Josh Jacobs, who was fantastic a year ago, still in search of a 100-yard rushing game this season. Last season, he averaged 4.4 yards a carry. This year, 3.8. Against the 6-2 Eagles, it would be no better time than the present to right the ship. I'll have more after this.
Thanks to Soy Checkoff Investments, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board is huddling up and going deep with innovative products that help protect Wisconsinites' blindside. Products like PFAS-free soy foam help to keep the brave men and women who fight fires safe while protecting the communities they serve. Soy-based tires are like cleats for the road, keeping drivers on the road while removing harmful petroleum from tires. The Checkoff's vision puts Wisconsin farmers in position to play the long game and grow markets and build demand for soybeans right here on our home turf. From every corner of the field, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board knows how to execute a game plan to fuel Wisconsin's economy, communities, environment, and farms. To learn more about the innovative products coming from Soybean Farmers Investments, visit wisoybean.org. That's wisoybean.org.
Statistically, the Eagles have certainly been better, but their record shows they can win in spite of statistics.
It's a very difficult team on both sides of the football and even on special teams as well. I do think they're a complete football team. Sometimes the numbers kind of get skewed in regards to what you actually are seeing on tape.
We'll see just how much the Packers missed tight end Tucker Kraft tonight. His replacement, Luke Musgrave, said Kraft's season-ending injury is unfortunate, but life goes on.
That's the worst part of football. We got to keep on playing. The season's going to go on. So hopefully we'll try to play well with good effort and energy.
I'll have reaction from the Packers and Eagles tomorrow on the Wisconsin Radio Network.